all. From Coke to Jackson Field, we've got the sports opinions that matter to you. From the Driven Collision Studios, we make friends by accident. On the game, 7:30 a.m.
The views and positions expressed in this program are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the game 7:30 a.m. Some may find the content of this program controversial or offensive.
Time to play the game.
Maybe right. Put on your big boy pants and buckle up. This isn't a safe space for weak takes or whining. You can say that this sports radio show is offensive-minded. Call the show at 517-300-4263. Text or call us through the game 7:30 AM app. Message the game 7:30 AM on Facebook.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Feeney's back.
Tell a friend.
Here's your host and professional hellraiser, Beanie Howell.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so good without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so good without me.
Welcome into a terrifying, harrowing Friday the 13th edition of Offensive Minded. Prepare to experience and hear the things you fear the most that keep you awake at night, that make your skin crawl.
We welcome you to Stellar Sports.
Anyway, welcome in. Offensive Minded. I'm Beanie. This is the game, 7:30 a.m. Had to have a little fun with Friday the 13th here on the program. It is a Bean Counter edition of the show. A chance for you to win a prize by accurately predicting the total combined points between Michigan State and Rutgers tomorrow. Noon kick in beautiful Piscataway, New Jersey. Speaking of terrible, terrifying things that'll make your skin crawl, Michigan State and Rutgers playing a football game. And it's supposed to be rainy. Great. Can't wait. Anyway, you give me the total combined points between the two without going over. Price is Right rules in effect. And whoever's closest to accurate, again, without going over, will win a $25 gift certificate to the Nut House in downtown Lansing. And thanks to the Nut House for making that possible. Okay, we'll do that all show. And you know all the ways to get your picks in, your prognostications for the Bean Counter Contest. Phone line 517-300-4263. Email the show, beanie at wvfnam.com. Use the free game 7:30 a.m. app. Click chat in the main menu to send over a free text. Or use Facebook. You can comment or message us with your picks there. Just search Facebook for the game 7:30 a.m. to do that. Programming note, it is an abbreviated edition of the program today. We will sign off at 5 o'clock. Because that's when our high school football game of the week pregame coverage begins, right at 5, and it'll take you up to kickoff, 6 o'clock, undefeated Portland visiting undefeated Sexton. It's a 6 o'clock kick here tonight on the game, 7:30 a.m. Brock and Doc on the call. Stay tuned for that after we're off here today, okay? All right, so what to talk about today? I want to center on Michigan State and Rutgers, of course, because it's you know, it's the contest today. But also, if Michigan State has any hopes of salvaging its season, it has to start tomorrow. So with that in mind, let's go to the first call, 517-342-63. Daily Double, that was his name in a former life. Now he's Steve from email, and he's Steve from the phone line today. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Brandon?
I'm good. What you got?
Well, I actually don't usually get into this stuff, but I actually have a name for a coach for the MSU. And I know I'm going to take a little bit of heat about it, but I was thinking Pat Shurmur's name has been tossed around before, and everybody's going to say, well, we don't want to hire, you know, a true Spartan or something like that. But I was thinking, you know, he's had a lot of experience, and he is under Deion Sanders and knows what the portal's like. So he has that going for him. And if we go back, and you can correct me on some of this, the last true Spartan they had was George Perlis, and he was a real good friend of mine, but that's not why I'm saying it. And he did pretty well. And then after that, we had, Nick Saban, Bobby Williams, John L. Smith, Mark D'Antonio, and Mel Tucker, from the outside, and only one of them did very good, correct?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. But it was...
And I know your side, you kind of don't want that, but I was thinking, you know, with Pat Shurmur, you know what you're going to get. He is going to try as hard as he can. You know, you get an outsider from maybe, you know, offensive side of the ball from, Ohio State or whoever, and if it doesn't work out, everybody's going to be second-guessing, did he put everything into it, which he's going to try, I think. But I just thought Shurmur might be, under these conditions, which aren't very good, would be a very good choice. That was just my opinion.
So, listen, man, if you weren't such a time-honored caller to this show, I would have hung up on you. And I think I'm kind of teasing, but I'm kind of being serious, because this is a horrible, horrible idea. And I'm not trying to poo-poo your ideas. I'm not saying you're not capable of good ideas, but I'm just saying Pat Shurmur has been basically in the NFL for at least 30 years. Yes, you're right. He's on Colorado staff as an analyst, though. He's not even a coach or wearing a headset. He's basically doing what D'Antonio's doing here now and trotting around and just kind of watching the game on the sideline. There's no evidence whatsoever that he could recruit, and that's probably the most important consideration now. So how can you hire a guy who hasn't even ever recruited? I don't know. I don't understand that. And on top of it, he's got other things going against him. He's 59 years old, and, you know, I don't know if this matters a ton, because NFL to college, I don't know if it always translates, and guys who did well in the NFL won't necessarily do well in college and vice versa. But his one opportunity as a head coach in the NFL was an abject disaster. So
yeah, I agree with that.
Let me ask you this. I'm trying to be nice, but would you?
You're fine. You're pointing out very, very, very.
Yeah, but I'm trying not to be a jackass about it. I really am. So here's what it boils down to, Steve. Would you be saying all of this? Would you think Pat Shurmur would be a good candidate and honestly worth consideration, like you're trying to suggest now, if he had no connection to Michigan State?
Probably not.
Right. So there you go. That's it. That's all you need to know right there. That tells me the reason you think he should get a shot is just because, you know, he went to school here and he's been on the staff like a half a freaking century ago or whatever it was in the 80s or 90s. So doesn't that tell you he's not qualified for the job when you think about it from that perspective?
Well, if you look at it like that, I mean, it depends on who you are going to hire coming up. I mean, if you hire some guy off, like I just said, off an offensive coordinator spot off some other team, you don't know what you're getting. And I absolutely agree with you on most of the stuff that you're saying. I was just saying, under the circumstances of how bad things are, not just on the football field, that somebody that really cares for the, you know, MSU, it might work out, because he probably only would be around a few years. But I get your point.
Well, why do you think why do you think he cares so much about MSU? He hasn't been here in 30 years. Because he went to school here. So I mean, there's a lot of people who went to school here that don't give a damn.
Well, that could be true. But don't you like where you went to school, and you kind of would, you know, say, hey, you back your own school up.
Yes.
You back MSU up, in another 20 years, you'll be saying good things about MSU.
But the thing is, you can find a coach who doesn't have some connection here that would care just as much, because it would be his job, you know, it'd be his career tied to it. So I just don't see it. I don't see any like redeeming quality to it. And here's the big thing, Steve, and this is why this kind of stuff really gets under my skin. Not you, but the idea of someone like Pat Shurmur, or I've heard people throw out Dan Enos, you know, the defensive coordinator at LSU, whose defense is god-awful right now, Matt House. All of these guys are getting thrown out just because they're connected to Michigan State. Why is that a consideration? Like, so what? Like, maybe we should go outside the family for once. Maybe we should go to someone who hasn't coached here or been here before. And really what it boils down to, and this is what really pisses me off, is I'll put it to you this way, Steve. Do you think, and I'm trying to think of a school that's on the same rung of MSU, so like a top 15, top 20 job. So the first one that comes to mind is like Auburn. Do you think Auburn, when their job is open, they go and say, hey, let's find a guy who played here 40 years ago and who was on the staff as a grad assistant 35 years ago and hasn't been involved in college practically ever. Let's go and give him the job. Do you think they do that at Auburn?
I would highly doubt it.
Right. So why should we do it? We're on the same plane as them.
I'm agreeing with you, but I guess what I was trying to say was, if you end up hiring somebody, and I can use John L. Smith as an example that didn't work out from some other area, I just wouldn't want to see that. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if he is a little bit older, and everything you said is true. So I just hope they find somebody perfect for the job and does a good job. That was just an idea I had, and I kind of wish I hadn't brought it.
No, I'm glad you did, because it's good radio. And again, it's not. I want to make sure everyone knows it's not personal. It's just this. Right. You know, it's just a terrible, terrible choice. And there are so many out there. You know, I get what you're saying. You don't want to take a flyer on a guy who may not work out. I get that. But I guarantee you, Pat Shurmur wouldn't work out. You seem to think there's a greater likelihood because he like went to school here. I don't think so whatsoever. I think there's just as. You know what? I think Brian Hartline, who's like a few years older than me and is in his first year as offensive coordinator at Ohio State. And by the way, that means nothing because Ryan Day still calls the plays. I think you have a way higher shot of that working out than Pat Shurmur.
Well, Brandon, I like how you put it to me. You could have put it to me in the horse ethics, like saying, Steve, remember that 4-year-old horse you bet on and won 6 times? Now he's 12 and he can't hardly walk. Are you going to bet on him again? I get it. I get what you're saying. And I do want to thank you. Anybody who wins a gallon of cider from A&W or Quality Dairy, that's good stuff. I went and got mine.
All right, good.
And to give somebody more room, I'll just go with 45 in the bean counter contest.
All right, you're first, so you're good. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, so it is a bean counter contest edition of the show. Total combined points between Rutgers and Michigan State without going over. Whoever is closest to accurate wins a $25 gift certificate to the Nut House of Downtown Lansing. That simple, okay? And this is an abbreviated version of the show because, again, high school football coverage tonight. We have an earlier kick. Undefeated Portland at undefeated Sexton, a 6 o'clock kick, pregame coverage at 5. So let me get out for a break. We'll come back and get more entries in. It's Offensive Minded. I'm Beanie. This is the game, 7:30 a.m.
Get your Detroit Lions pregame fix all season with nachos and kneecaps. The Lansing area's very own local Detroit Lions tailgate show. Presented by Momentum Health Center in Mason. Join yours truly, Beanie, from Offensive Minded on the game, 7:30 a.m. and Brock Palmbush every week about 2 hours before kickoff. We cover all the Lions angles, player availability, matchups, outrageous Dan Campbell in-game decisions and audio, local ski mask sales, and everything else. Nachos and Kneecaps, presented by Momentum Health Center in Mason, is also brought to you by Miller Lite on Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ and the game 7:31.
Beanie with Offensive Mind.
Honest to God, I could listen to that forever. You know, from his lips to God's ears. Inject that right into my veins.
On the game, 7:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
That is how I felt listening to that, because he's right.
Beanie Howell with Offensive Mind.
And shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul and seal your doom tonight.
Vibrator. Welcome back. Offensive Minded. I'm Beanie. This is the game, 7:30 a.m. A very special spooky Friday the 13th edition of the program. Dr. J, this is one of your all-time favorite songs, I'm told.
I love spooky scary skeletons.
is the best one.
The best song ever?
The best Halloween song.
Ah, okay. Well, big distinction to be made there. Hey, it's a Bean Counter Contest edition of the program today as well. So a chance for you to win a $25 gift certificate to the Nut House of Downtown Lansing. And all you got to do is, give us the total combined points between Michigan State and Rutgers without going over. Yep, that's Price is Right rules. You know how that works, okay? So let me run through all the ways to get your pick in. Again, you're familiar with this, but it goes something like this. 517-300-4263. That's the phone line. You can use email. Email us beanie@wvfnam.com. Or use the Facebook, the Book of Face, as the kids say.
Is that what they say?
You search Facebook for the game, 7:30 a.m. Go ahead and send us a comment or post a comment or send a message. Did I mention the app? Use the free game 7:30 a.m. app. Click chat in the main menu. Send us a text, a free text. All right. All right. I've got a few to catch up on here digitally that came in right after Steve, who let us off. Steve, who I'm going to very graciously allow to remain in the drawing, even though he almost sent me right to an early weekend, an early grave, more like.
Uh-oh.
Leading off the show. I knew it was going to be bad, and no offense, Steve, but I knew it was going to be bad when he said, I think a pretty good idea for a coaching candidate.
Oh, no.
Immediately, I'm like, oh, God. If you say Tony Anise from Ferris State, but he didn't. He said Pat Shurmur, the failed New York Giants head football coach, just because he went to school here. Guys, come on, aim higher. This is a top 20 job. Think about what another top 20 job. Think about who they would look for. Do you think they would go to Pat Shurmur? Come on. Aim higher. Be better. We're better than that. Act like it. All right, so let me go in order of how we've received some digital ones in the interim. Annie Morris, also known as Anonymous in East Lansing, 41. Yep, that's yours. You can have it. Let's see who else. A UPS Paul in Hazlitt wants 57. That's yours. Do you guys understand, though, like what we're talking about? We're talking about total combined points between Michigan State and Rutgers tomorrow. Like 57 might be a bit high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the name of the game is to not go over. Maybe I should lead with this before we opened it up to picks. Like, too late for that already, but the total for the game opened at 41.5. It's already down to 39.5. Okay, over-under is set at 39.5 for Michigan State and Rutgers tomorrow. And by the way, it's going to be rainy. And these are both very offensively inept teams. Rutgers cannot throw the ball. Michigan State is going to be starting a kid at quarterback for the first time in Caden Hauser. And it's going to be rainy. And Rutgers has a good defense. Their pass defense has been very good so far. Michigan State, not so much, but it's been better the last couple of weeks. What I'm saying is aim lower. Aim higher for your coaching candidates. Aim lower for the point total between MSU and Rutgers tomorrow. The over-under, again, is set at 39.5. You know what that means? You get that? That's a 23-17 game, right? 23-17 would be over. Just throwing that out there. Also, I say this every week. Why doesn't someone bet one?
Right.
Or in this case, two, because that's the lowest score you could possibly have in football, right? Two.
Mm-hmm.
2-0, which wouldn't surprise me if that's the score tomorrow. A game-winning safety. Oh, my God. A few more that came in digitally. Let's see. Next was Nick and DeWitt wants 42. Yep, you got it, Nick. That's a little closer, right, to the total.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. I think this is a smart pick. Ready Player 333 in Oak Miss wants 38. Well done, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Or ma'am. I'm not sure which. But there you go. Okay? Cool. We're all caught up there. Wait, let me check the email one last time. Yes, we're caught up. All right. Very good. Wait, here comes another one. Joaquin's Beard in East Lansing says, MSU at Rutgers, point total 23. Yep. And that's the way to pick it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. That's how you do it right there. This is going to be a god-awful game to watch. This is a game I wouldn't watch unless I had to. And I went to school there.
Oh, no.
If I didn't have to watch this to be able to come in and talk about it and really just melt down over it with you on Monday, I would not watch this. Dr. J, would you watch this if we didn't have to as a professional hazard, occupational hazard?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. And it's a noon kick, and it's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
It's Michigan State and Rutgers. Yikes. Brutal. But hey, let's be real. If there's any hope of salvaging this season, whatever that means, it has to start tomorrow. They have to beat Rutgers. Because if you're someone who's holding out hope for a postseason, and at this point, why? I hear every year, well, they get extra practices. What does that matter for this team? How many of these guys will even be on the team next year? You know? Also, like, do you think extra practice is really going to help with this ragtag, lame duck coaching staff?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know if we need that. But I guess it would be a cool story for them to overcome such terrible adversity to make a bowl game. But if that's still practical to you, then they have to win tomorrow because that would get them to 3-3. And we know what's coming up. Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State, that's going to be three. Hold on and pray to God it's just over as fast as possible. But then you've got at Minnesota, and Minnesota might be worse than Michigan State offensively. At Indiana is an absolute train wreck, as usual, back to normal at Indiana. And Nebraska here, who, you know, has a good coach now, but his year ones at reclamation jobs are always poor, and Nebraska really can't move the ball. So, look, you got to have it, is what I'm saying. Unless you think State can upset Michigan and or Penn State and or Ohio State. And,
yeah, right.
You know, something tells me no. Something just tells me that's not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I see a lot of people are actually feeling kind of confident about it and picking Michigan State.
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
What about you?
No.
Not even?
Nope. Not. They're going to lose. I love my team, but they're going
to
lose.
Look, I hate to spoil the pick segment coming up here in a couple of minutes, but I'm not picking them either.
No.
And that's not because I respect Rutgers. That's not why.
Nope.
It's just, listen, Michigan State has scored two offensive touchdowns against Power 5 competition this year. That's three games.
Mm-hmm.
Two offensive touchdowns in the three Power 5 games they played this year. One of them came in garbage time, and that was Caden Hauser's pull it down and run in from the three or whatever it was against Washington's third string. They have manufactured one legitimate scoring drive against three Power 5 teams. What makes me think they're going to go on the road and do more than that against Rutgers? And by the way, Rutgers' defense is not bad. Rutgers lost last week at Wisconsin 24-13, but they only let up 17 points through their defense. One was a kick return or a pick six.
Mm-hmm.
So if Wisconsin could only put up 17 against Rutgers D and Camp Randall, why would I think Michigan State could do anything even close to that on the road tomorrow with Caden Hauser making his first career start in the rain?
Right. Oh, it's going to be a disaster.
That's what I'm thinking. I think there's going to be a ton of turnovers, mm-hmm. which is honestly what they've been doing the last two games. Yep. 9 turnovers in the last two games. I don't think that's going to go down sufficiently. Like, how many points does State need to score to win tomorrow?
30.
Real? That high?
Yeah.
I mean, Rutgers can't really score.
I think they're going to get it off of turnovers.
Okay. Yeah, I would say if you told me State's going to score 24 points, I would be like, okay, well, they're going to have a puncher's chance there at the end. That's what it'll come down to, though. That's the thing. It'll come down to the end, just like the Iowa game did, and they freaking folded.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, you're a bad football team. Bad football teams manufacture losses.
Right.
Not that Rutgers is a good football team, but they're better than State, as much as that may hurt to say. Their quarterback has more experience, even though he really can't complete a forward pass that far down the field, despite what he did against State last year. Yikes. Yeah, I just, it's a road start for Caden Hauser, you know, against a decent defense in the rain. It's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only way, like, State has a shot of winning this is Caden Hauser does not turn the ball over once, which I find incredibly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rutgers just can't hold on to the ball because of the rain. And State somehow, like, takes the ball away three times. And even then, I think they win something like 17-13.
I just wish I didn't have to watch.
Look, it doesn't... It's a terrible place to be when your team isn't favored against Rutgers.
Yeah.
That's an awful place to be as a college football
fan. It's a horrible feeling.
It is. You know what's even worse? when you know it's deserved.
Right.
When you know your team has no business going into Piscataway and beating Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not about Rutgers. That's what makes
state.
It. Yeah, that's what makes it hurt so much.
Right.
But that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What a great football season.
Ugh.
At least we have the Lions.
That's true. Whoever got to say that before?
Man, what a weird time to be a football fan in this state.
Yeah.
It's Offensive Minded. I'm Beanie. This is the game, 7:30 a.m. Back with the picks after these words.
Scouting Industries presentation of high school football rolls on in week number 8. We got the matchup for the CAAC White Championship this week. Undefeated 7-0 Portland at undefeated 7-0 Sexton. Pre-game coverage begins an hour earlier than normal, 5 p.m. this Friday, with game coverage from Ed Majeski Stadium just before 6 o'clock. It's the CAAC White Championship between Portland and Sexton. Here on your trusted source for high school sports coverage, the game, 7:30 a.m. WVFN. Brought to you by Doubting Industries and the Lansing Sports Commission.
We're the station you've turned to for sports for over 30 years and the only one still standing. We're Lansing Sports Leader, the game, 7:30 a.m.
It's Offensive Minded. Friday the 13th edition. Very spooky. Bean Counter Contest edition of the program, too. Give me total combined points between Michigan State and Rutgers without going over, and whoever's closest to accurate will win a $25 gift certificate to the Nut House of downtown Lansing. All right, rush out to the calls for 1 minute here to Ray and Holt. Ray, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, man.
I was going to say that I knew you were on only an hour tonight, gave you a call, going to say going over to Midnight.